This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A little softer here this morning in the corn and the wheat. Beans are holding their own just due to the chart damage that's been done recently. You know, they got to oversold territory, and I think you're getting a little technical bounce, a little position squaring ahead of tomorrow's USDA data dump. We did see weekly export sales come in this morning. Pretty disappointing across all grains, wheat, soybeans, soy meal didn't even make the low end of expectations. Corn barely did. So nothing to really bolster the market there. We did see a daily flash sale of corn to Mexico. It wasn't huge, but it was nice to see that daily flash sale of 175,000 metric tons for the current marketing year.
Is that kind of what we might see today? Just not a lot of action. It might be kind of quiet because of those reports coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, I would expect a fairly low volatility, choppy trade today. This is major data points for both global and U.S. production numbers, carryout numbers. Everything is going to be in play tomorrow. And really, this is what the trade has been looking for. One thing I would add, though, is when we look at comparisons and try to draw analog years to current marketing year, the 2013-2014 crop year was pretty similar as far as chart pattern and price action. When you compare that 2013 chart to the 2023, that lined up pretty well. And then you look at where we turned the page to 2014, we made our low on the day of the January crop report, and then we did actually see a boost from there. So I guess if there's something we can hang our hat on is that potential does exist, and we do have that coming tomorrow. So maybe we see some kind of a bullish surprise that turns this thing, but the undertone definitely not positive, and trader sentiment is pretty low.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn down 2 even at 457.5. March soybeans up 5 even at 1241.5. On the Merck, February live cattle down 25 cents at 170.50. January feeder cattle down 42 cents at 224.20. February lean hogs up 12 cents at 72.20. February pork cutout down 25 cents at 85.50. And Class 3 milk is up 4 cents at 15.24. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.